to when you were young, such as fraternals, burial societies, sewing clubs, and others?
Well, my mother, they would, her and several others would piece quilts, and they would, when they get the quilts pieced and put together, then they would have a meeting, and they all would bring the quilts, and we'd have a quilting. And then after they would get that finished, they would have some refreshments they would serve, and they all would sit down and eat together.
What about, that is a part of a sewing kind of a club, you might say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of a sewing club because they come together for this kind of thing. Who were the leaders when were they organized? Where did they meet? Was there any particular leaders other than your mother? You know, she led the sewing club.
Well, there wasn't no special leader. They would just go from house to house.
Okay.
Practically all would piece quilts.
Okay.
And they'd get together and have a quilting.
Do you know if any members of your family voted in the 19th century?
Yes, I remember hearing my father spoke about he'd vote.
Okay. Did all the members of your family ever talk about voting? Other than your father?
Well, no. You had to be a certain age before you could vote. So I didn't know anything about voting until after I got married.
Okay. Who was the first member of your family to vote besides your father?
Well, my brother, he was old enough. He had voted.
Okay. All right. Do you know if any of your ancestors were free before the Civil War?
Well, I imagine they all were, except my grandmother.
Okay. Once the war was over, was there any difference between black people who had been slaves and those who were free persons of color before the war?
Well, I think the white and color, they got along together pretty good because when the double track come through, well, they were white and colored working on the double track. And they would order food, get my mother to fix their dinner. And we used to carry food down at noontime for lots of those railroad hands to eat the dinner, white and colored.
What did your elder relatives tell you about the way white people treated black?
Well, some of white people were different. They really didn't care for black. And some of them would make friends with you and treated you very nice.
Now, did your elder relative ever warn you about white people?
Well, they told us to always just be ourselves.
Did they ever tell stories to teach you to be careful around white people?
Well, no, they that was for all of us to be careful,
okay.
Regardless to what.
Okay, very good. How was black people treated by the law when you were young or when your parents were young?
Well, if colored, if it was a crime committed, they would always, they was punished where lots of the white would go free.
Okay.
Wasn't punished.
So you were saying there was some injustice.
That's right.
Practiced that, during those times.
That's right.
Okay. How did married couples in your family treat each other? Was one person the boss, or were the relationships equal?
Well, my mother and father, their relationship was equal.
Right. Okay. Do you remember your elder relatives ever talking about black women who had relationship with white men, or what kind of relationship?
Well, I've heard my grandmother speak about it in slavery, that a lot of those colored women had white babies by the master. And the master, he was the boss, and they wouldn't run away. They still could stay on.
How did your relatives feel about these relationships?
Well, I don't think they felt too good about it, because they always wanted to be, they same, not mixed.
Wow. When you was growing up, did black people treat mulattoes differently from other black?
Well, we wasn't out too much, but when the white girls that I would meet up with, well, was mostly friendly, because if I had a little toy and they had a little toy, we let each other play, and we would just be friendly and play together.
Mm-hmm. So you don't think mulattoes, it was no different between how they looked at people with a light complexion compared to those with dark complexion?
I don't think it was too much different.
Okay, very good. Very good. All right. Did white people treat mulattoes different from other blacks?
I don't think they did.
Okay. Were you ever aware of people who passed for white?
Well, they have been, one or two would consider themselves as white.
Oh, yeah. So they would consider themselves, whether or not they would even pass for white.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. How were Indians or people with some Indian blood treated?
Well, I don't know, but I think my grandfather on my father's side, he said he had Indian blood in him. Mm-hmm. And he was treated just like everyone else.
Okay. When you were young, how often did you go to Greenville or Anderson?
Well, I never did go to Greenville, but I went to Anderson quite a bit, because I went to down below Anderson and lived with my uncle for a while, And then I would go to my grandmother's brother. She would take me down there. He was a preacher. His name was Reverend Henry Anderson. And she'd take me to church. And I'd visit her people a lot in Anderson.
What opportunities for black people were available there that were not found in Calhoun, Seneca, or Pendleton, or Central?
Well, if anyone needed a job, if there's any jobs available, you could, find a job. Well, as far as house, cleaning house.
Yeah. What kind of celebration were held in black communities?
Well, they were just, such as ball games,
mm-hmm.
and because we used to love to go to ball games. So they used to let the colored play over here at Clemson. Or what used to be the old ball field. They used to play there then. And they would have games very often.
Mm-hmm. What holidays were important time for the community?
But Christmas was the best time that you could celebrate was Christmas.
Mm-hmm. What kind of celebration are you talking about? What would you do?
Well, they would have Christmas trees, and they'd have a Christmas tree at the church, and then you'd have a Christmas program, we would be on program, and we would always enjoy that, and would have a little present on the tree for us.
Mm-hmm. What about birthdays? Did you celebrate birthdays?
Well, most of the time we celebrate birthdays. We would, different ones we know. Like if it was my birthday, my mother, she would bake a cake and have on the ice cream churn and churn cream. I make ice cream and invite some of our friends, and we all would get together and have our birthday party.
Okay. Now, did you say something about they would pass out gifts when you had those birthday parties?
Oh, yeah, they'd bring us a little gift, a little pocket handkerchief or something. In them days and time, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
With a pocket handkerchief.
Number six is the final section. It's called the open-end question. What were your mother's most prized possession? What were your mother's most prized possession? Something she held dearly herself.
Well, she used to love to do this patchwork.
Mm-hmm.
And she would make a bedspread with this patchwork on it, and make the pillowcases with something on it. Well, just doing things like that.
Right.
And she enjoyed doing that kind of work.
Okay. What about your father's?
Well, I think he got more joy out of singing than anything else.
Is that right? Okay, very good. Which adult did you most admire when you was a child, and why?
Well, I don't know, but I think I admired my grandmother more than others because I'd had to get up early, and she would get up, and while she would be in the kitchen fixing breakfast, I would go feed the mule, carry a pail with me to milk the cow. But it would be dark and it's too early to milk the cow. And I'd get in the crib and stay in the crib until time for it to be light enough. Then I'd milk the cow and come on back. And she would strain the milk and everything and have me some breakfast fish. And she would, me and her would have lots to talk to each other about. Yes. She was teaching me what to do and what not to do.
Which adult did you like most when you were a child?
Well, I loved them all.
Okay.
Mother, father, and grandmother.
Okay, okay. Because they had a kind of concern, or they showed a kind of love or toward you, or not only you, to others in the family.
Yeah, that's right.
What were some of your happiest childhood moments? I want you to think about that. What was some of your happiest childhood moments?
Well, my happiest childhood moments when a crowd of us girls would get together and we'd laugh and have fun with each other, telling about different things, about how we were coming up and all.
During that time, did you talk about your boyfriend? Was that included in some of your conversations?
Yeah, I picked me a boyfriend when I was real young.
You did? Okay.
And my sister there, she never did want to be grown. And when the boys would come to our home, they would all pay attention to me because I had plenty of mouth.
Okay. When you was a child, how did you feel about being black? I want you to pause now. When you were a child, how did you feel about being black?
Well, I felt good because I have never wanted to be white. So I felt good being black.
Okay. When you were a child, how did you feel about whites?
Well, I just didn't feel like there was any difference in us, that I was colored and they were white. It was just different in the color. Mm-hmm. But I didn't feel like it was, you know, no difference in us.
Mm-hmm. All right. Would this mean that you had good relationship with other children of the white race?
That's right.
Okay. If you could change one thing about your life, what would it be? If you could change one thing about your life, what would it be?
Well, I don't see where it would make no difference in me trying to change anything about my life, unless it was just that I could be healthy and get around again like I used to.
Okay.
Because I love to go to church, and I can't go to church like I used to.